大家下午好。
I want to speak to you today on a December baby.
今天讲到的题目是12月降生的婴孩。
Now it's still December. This is December 31st.
今天还是12月，是最后一天了。
And Christmas was just this past Monday.
圣诞节就是过去的这个周一。
And over 2,000 years ago, Christmas Day, a baby was born in a stable.
在两千多年前，在圣诞节的时候，有一个婴儿降生在马槽里。
Now they say that every December baby has an unusual story behind it.
大家都说十二月生的孩子都是有一个不同的故事的。
Now I don't know how true that is, but I was born in December.
我不知道这话是真的还是假的，但是我也是十二月生的。
December of 1945.
我是1945年十二月生的。
And at the time, my dad was a minister of a little village church in Tyringham, Massachusetts.
那时候我爸爸是麻州地灵厄姆这个地方的一个牧师。
This is actually a picture of the church, and my family lived just to the right of that church in that little white house with the red barn.
这就是那个教会的那个照片，然后旁边那个白色的房子就是当时我们的家。
And the nearest hospital was an hour away.
最近的医院也是要走开车一个小时才能到。
Now most of the roads at that time, 1945, were unpaved.
那时候大多数的路都是没有铺的土路。
A blizzard was going on.
当时一个暴风雨来了。
And my mom went into labor.
我妈妈就将要临产了。
My dad got into his 1938 Pontiac.
然后我爸爸就开了这辆1938年的庞蒂亚克。
And the snow was already up to the running boards.
这个雪已经很厚了，已经骑这个踏板了。
The country roads were not plowed.
这个乡村的土路呢是没有人铲雪的。
And some of the snow drifts were so high that my dad had to stop and shovel a path in order to get the car through.
有时候雪下的太大了，我爸爸必须得停下来，然后把这个雪铲好，我们才能接着走。
My mom's labor was intense.
我妈妈这个工作很紧。
There were intervals when they would subside, but then they would become intense again.
当时有一些间歇，但是很快呢，她这个工作又是很紧张。
And the intervals became shorter and shorter.
这个间隔也越来越短。
Well, two and a half later, hours later, my dad finally got to the town of Pittsfield, Massachusetts, where the hospital was located.
两个半小时以后呢，我爸爸终于把车开到了。皮尔茨菲尔德这个医院所在的这个镇。
The car plowed into a snowdrift 4 feet tall.
这个车直接就冲进了一个四英尺高的这个雪堆里。
It was not going any further.
然后再走不了了。
So my dad left the car in the road and he helped my mom get to the hospital 4 blocks away.
所以他们就把这个车扔在那个路上，然后我爸爸就帮助我妈妈走到的四个街区以外的医院。
The snow was up to their waist.
当时的雪已经齐腰了。
They struggled.
他们举步维艰。
My dad practically had to carry my mom.
我爸爸几乎就是背着我妈妈往前走的。
And by the time they got to the front door of the hospital, my mom's labor was really intense.
当他们走到这个医院的前门的时候，我妈就快要生了。
I was coming, and there was no holding back.
那时候我就来了，一刻也等不了了。
They put my mom on a stretcher, and they whisked her away.
当时他们就把我妈妈放在担架上抬走了。
My dad went back to the car to get it off the road.
然后我爸爸回去取那个车，让他远离这个路。
The doctor was called, but he never made it.
当时也喊了这个医生，但是他就没有能够过来。
The nurses delivered me.
然后这些护士帮我妈妈接生了。
Meanwhile, the blizzard turned out to be quite severe.
同时呢，这个暴风雪越来越严重了。
Snow drifts were 6 to 8 feet.
这个雪下到了六到八英尺高。
I saw a picture of the house with the snow all the way up to the roof.
当时我看到了一个照片，就是这个雪呀，这个高到了这个屋顶。
And so by the time my mom healed and my dad was able to get back to the hospital, it was December 24th.
当时等我妈妈已经这个恢复了，我爸爸能够回到医院的时候，已经是这个12月24号了。
I was born on the 14th.
我是12月14号生的。
And so they brought me home Christmas Eve.
所以当时在平安夜，他们把我带回家了。
My two older brothers were in bed.
我的两个哥哥在已经睡了。
And when they came down Christmas morning, they saw me in a cradle under the Christmas tree.
当他们早上下来的时候，他看见了这个圣诞树下面有一个摇篮里有个婴孩。
My dad read the Christmas story to them.
然后我爸爸给他们读了一些圣诞的故事。
And it had new meaning to them that Christmas.
从此圣诞节有了新的意义。
I read the story of another December baby.
我以前也读过一个另外一个十二月婴孩的故事。
It took place in the hills of Vermont in 1930s.
那是在福蒙特州的山区里。
It was nearly Christmas and a snowstorm had blocked the roads.
那也是将近圣诞节的时候，然后也是下了暴风雨。
But fortunately, a doctor lived on the same hill as this expectant family.
非常幸运的是，这个医生呢，他住在同一个山头上。
And he was able to get to the house before their little girl emerged.
这个医生也能及时的赶到。
She was 2 months early.
她早产了两个月。
And it was unlikely that she would survive.
他看起来不太可能能活下去。
But the doctor gave instructions which he thought would enhance the baby's chance to live.
所以医生就跟那个父亲说要做一些什么，然后让这个孩子活下去的几率增加。
He told him to fill 8 mason quart jars with boiling water.
他就说把这个八个这个一垮头大小的罐子里装满沸水。
And to place them around the sides of a wooden box.
然后呢，就把它放在这个木匣子的周围。
He then was to wrap the baby in a woolen blanket and place her in that jar-warmed box.
然后呢，他们就把这个孩子包起来，放在这个木箱子里，就是这个自制的温箱里。
He then was to set the box in the oven of the kitchen wood stove, leaving the door open.
然后呢，就把这个木箱子整个呢，就放到厨房的这个烤箱里。
Meanwhile, he was to go upstairs and start the wood stove in the bedroom.
同时呢，他这个爸爸要跑到楼上去，然后把那里的那个火炉打点着。
He was to keep the door of the room shut.
他就是那时候他就把这个门关住了。
He was to raise the temperature in that room to 98 or 99 degrees Fahrenheit.
因为他要把这个屋子的温度升到98到99华氏。
The father carefully carried out the doctor's plan.
这个父亲很认真地来实践这个医生的嘱咐。
He kindled a roaring fire.
他点火。
He kept his tiny daughter in the oven until the bedroom was ready.
他把这个小孩子呢就放在这个烤箱里，直到这个卧室足够温暖了。
And then he carried her to the hot room and left her inside.
然后呢，他准备把她放到这个热的房子里，然后让她就在里面。
When he returned, he saw to his horror that she had turned blue.
当他回到厨房的时候，他吓坏了，因为他女儿已经脸色发青。
So he threw open the window.
他马上把这个窗子打开。
And he held the gasping infant out into the December night.
他就在这个十二月的这个深夜，把这个孩子伸到了窗外去。
And there she gulped in the icy air.
那时他大口的吸着冰冷的空气。
It was just what she needed.
这正是他所需要的。
Her lungs filled with air, and her life was saved.
她的肺里充满了空气，然后她也活过来了。
Last I read of her, she was 84 years old and still living on her father's farm.
上一次呢，我知道她是已经84岁了，还生活在她爸爸的那个农场里。
And the room where she created her incubator was unchanged.
然后她有她那个温箱的房间也没有改变过。
Well, let me tell you a story about another December baby.
让我们再来讲一个十二月降生孩子的故事。
It began in heaven.
她开始于天堂。
God reduced himself to a tiny cell.
上帝把他自己浓缩在一个小小的细胞里。
And he implanted himself in the womb of a woman.
然后他把他自己降生在一个女人的子宫里。
Her name was Mary.
就是玛利亚。
And there he developed as a human being.
然后那时他就长成了一个人。
Now that should not be all that hard for us to accept.
这个应该不是那么困难。
It was God who created the universe.
因为呢，上帝创造了这个宇宙。
It was God who created us human beings in the first place.
上帝也创造了我们人类。
An angel announced the conception to Mary.
一个天使来向玛利亚宣告她怀孕了。
She had some questions about it since she was not yet married.
她有很多的问题，因为她还没有结婚。
But in the end, she was willing to go along with God's plan.
但是最后她说，我是主的使女，我愿意遵行主的计划。
She understood that her son was the son of God.
他明白他这个要生的儿子是上帝的儿子。
Now Joseph, her fiance, when he discovered that Mary was expecting a baby, wanted to break off the engagement.
这个约瑟夫就是他的未婚夫，当他发现这个玛利亚怀孕的时候，他就想要解除婚约。
He knew that he was not the father.
因为他知道他不是这个孩子的爸爸。
But the same angel that appeared to Mary appeared to him and assured him that the baby was indeed the Son of God.
就是这个同一个天使，就是向玛利亚显现的同天使，也向他显现，来向他保证这个是上帝的孩子。
The angel reminded Joseph of an Old Testament prophet who had declared hundreds of years before this that a virgin shall be with child and bear a son and call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us.
这是他想起了旧约里先知所说的，必有童女怀孕生子。给他起名叫以马内利。
And thus the angel instructed Joseph that he should go ahead with his plans to marry Mary.
所以天使就告诉约瑟要去继续的迎娶玛利亚。
And this he did.
他也是如此做了。
Well, a week before the baby was due, a royal decree from the Emperor Caesar Augustus in Rome required the couple to travel from Nazareth to Bethlehem, where Joseph was born, to register for tax purposes.
就在这个孩子快要生的时候，这个当时的凯撒奥古斯都他颁布了一项皇家法令，要求人们去回到自己的出生地。所以他们当时从拿撒勒回到了伯利恒，就是约瑟生的地方，然后在那里报名上册。
It was about a 100-mile journey.
那大概有100迈那么远。
And interestingly, another ancient prophecy declared that the Son of God would be born in Bethlehem of Judea.
有趣的是，另外一个古代的先知早已预言，这个上帝之子将出生在伯利恒。
And so Joseph walked, and Mary rode on a donkey.
约瑟是走过去的，然后玛利亚是骑着驴子去的。
And they made the 3-4-day journey.
他们走了大概3到4天。
Mary was 9 months pregnant.
这个玛利亚已经有9个月的身孕。
And when they arrived in Bethlehem, they found it overcrowded with others who were likewise registering for the tax.
当他们到达这个伯利恒的时候，他们发现那里已经很挤了，因为大家都要回到那里去报名上册。
There was no room for them in an inn.
当时的旅馆并没有房间给他们。
And so the innkeeper offered them his stable, and they took it.
所以当时他们就去到了马槽。
The couple was tired.
他们就很累了。
They were cold.
也很冷。
Mary was uncomfortable.
玛利亚也很不舒服。
And that night she gave birth to a boy.
然后那一夜他们就生了一个男孩。
They gave him the name Jesus, meaning Savior, as the angel had told them to name him.
他们就把这个男孩命名为耶稣，就是救世主的意思，就是天使告诉他们的。
Meanwhile, out on a nearby hillside, shepherds were keeping watch of their sheep.
同时在附近的这个山上呢，牧羊人在看守羊群。
And suddenly, a host of angels appeared to them, announcing the birth of Jesus to them.
这时就有天使来报信，报喜这个降生。
The angels sang a song of praise.
天使在歌唱。
And then they instructed the shepherds where they could find him.
然后告诉这些牧羊人哪里可以看到耶稣。
The shepherds followed the instructions, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby in a stable.
这个牧羊人跟随指引就找到了玛利亚和约瑟。
At the same time, an unusual star appeared.
同时呢，一个不寻常的星出现了。
Wise men from the east followed it.
从东方来的博士看见了。
They ended up in Bethlehem.
他们来到了伯利恒。
They found the baby Jesus.
也找到了这个约圣婴。
And they worshipped him, giving him gifts.
然后在这里来敬拜他，也给他很多礼物。
Gifts fit for a king, gold and frankincense and myrrh.
这些礼物呢是为国王所预备的，就是黄金、乳香和没药。
The baby grew up and became the Savior.
这个孩子长大了，然后变成了救世主。
Wicked men sentenced him unjustly to a criminal's death.
不义的人不公正地判他了死刑。
The death of a cross.
就是在十字架上。
But it was really our sin that sentenced him.
真正把他送上死刑的是我们的罪。
Jesus died for us in our place.
耶稣为我们而死，是代替。
He died that we might be forgiven and reconciled with God.
他死了，所以我们可以被原谅，可以重新与神和好。
Now look at this verse in 2 Corinthians 8:9.
让我们来一起看哥林多后书八章九节。
You know the generous grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that by his poverty he could make you rich.
你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
Now grace is undeserved love.
恩典呢，就是不配得的爱。
God did not have to do this, and we certainly do not deserve it.
上帝没有必要如此做，我们当然也是非常的不配得。
And the words rich and poor are metaphors referring to a quality of life.
这里的富足和贫穷指的是生活质量。
Jesus was rich, meaning he lived in all the splendor and glory and richness of heaven.
耶稣是富足，意思是他生活在天堂中。
Now heaven is a place where there's so much gold, the streets are paved with it.
天堂是一个充满了黄金的地方，这个街上都是铺满了黄金。
But primarily, heaven is a place that is absolutely perfect.
天堂是一个绝对完美的地方。
A place where there's no sorrow.
在那里没有悲哀。
No meanness.
没有卑鄙。
No crime.
没有罪恶。
No pain.
没有痛苦。
No sickness.
没有疾病。
No death.
没有死亡。
A place of perfect love and joy.
那是一个完美的地方，充满了爱和喜乐。
Yet for your sake and mine, Jesus became poor.
但是呢，为了你我的缘故，耶稣来到世上成为贫穷。
That is, he left heaven and became a man.
他离开了天堂，道成了肉身。
And in doing so, he took on all the limitations of mankind with its weaknesses and imperfections, except in the area of sin.
耶稣成为一个人，除了罪之外，他承担了人类所有的局限性、弱点和不完美。
Jesus appeared not as a Lord, but as a servant.
耶稣不是以主的身份，而是以仆人的身份出现。
He endured a great deal of unjust reproach and shame.
他承担了很多不公正的批评和指责。
He was born to poor parents.
他出身卑微。
He had no formal education.
他没有正式的教育。
He was brought up to engage in a trade, carpentry.
他会一门手艺，就是木工。
And as an adult, he had nowhere to lay his head.
当他成人以后，他也无处可栖。
And why did he do it?
他为什么要如此做呢？
That we, through his poverty, might become rich.
他这样做是通过他成为贫穷，让我们可以成为富足。
Not rich in temporal things or monetary gain.
这个富足呢，并不是在世俗之上，或者是在金钱上。
But in spiritual things.
但是是在灵性的层面。
Jesus gave himself as a sacrifice on the cross in order to pay for the wrongs that you and I have committed.
而耶稣在十字架上舍己为祭，是为你我所犯的罪付上代价。
He took upon him the punishment that you and I deserve for the shameful things that we have committed.
他就承担了这个代价，是为你我所做的错事。
He offers forgiveness.
他赦免了人。
He offers reconciliation with God.
他使人得以与神和好。
He offers the gift of eternal life.
他赐予了我们永生。
And he gives us the fruit of the Spirit.
他也赐我们圣灵的果子。
Love.
仁爱。
Joy.
喜乐。
Peace.
和平。
Patience.
忍耐。
Gentleness.
温柔。
Faithfulness,
信实,
goodness,
良善,
meekness,
顺服,
self-control,
节制,
He gives us hope.
他赐我们盼望。
And how does it happen?
这些是怎么发生的呢?
How does the baby of Christmas bring about a transformation in our life?
圣婴是如何给我们的生活带来转变的呢?
How does he turn us from a selfish, me-only, sinful person?Into a joyful, other-oriented, fulfilled person.
他如何使我们不再是一个自私、只有我的有罪之人，成为一个快乐的、以他人为导向的、有成就感的人呢？
Well, he does it when we, like the shepherds and the wise men of that first Christmas, bow the knee before him.
当我们在他面前屈膝时，就像牧羊人和这个东方的博士第一次在第一个圣诞节在他面前屈膝时，他就给我们的生活带来转变。
Now many of us are doing that today.
我们很多人今天正在如此做。
We've come here to worship Jesus.
我们来到这里是来敬拜耶稣。
Knowing the story of that December night, we've come to bow before Him and to adore Him.
了解了这个十二月的故事，我们来到这里是来敬拜他。
Our heart is grateful.
我们是感恩的。
Jesus has changed us.
耶稣已经改变了我们。
He's forgiven us.
他赦免了我们。
We're free from any guilt.
我们不再被罪恶捆罪疚捆绑。
We've been given eternal life.
我们有永生。
Jesus has given us peace and joy within.
耶稣赐我们里面的喜乐和平安。
However, some of you might not be so moved.
但是呢，可能有一其中有一些人还是不是那么被感动。
You might be curious about that baby in the manger, but you're not captivated by him.
你可能很好奇这个马槽里的这个小婴孩，但是，不会被其迷住。
And I would say that if you're not bending the knee before Jesus and inclined to worship Him with all of your heart, you're probably spelling or defining Christianity with two letters, D O, do.
当我们不是屈膝在耶稣的面前，不是来敬拜他的时候，我们的心里很可能是这样来定义基督教的，就是这两个字 ，do， 就是做。
You're saying to yourself, "What do I have to do to make myself acceptable to God?"
我必须做什么事情让神来接纳我呢
？What do I have to do to make my peace with God?
我如何做才能使我与神和好呢
？What do I have to do to make up for some of the things that I've done in the past?
我必须做什么才能够弥补我过去所错过的事情呢
？What do I have to do to go to heaven to be with God？
我必须做什么才能到天堂里与神同在呢
？And if that be the case, it's just common sense to think。
如果这就是你的情形，这是非常正常的。
Why should I worship a God who is constantly saying to me, "Do this"？
为什么我们要来敬拜一个上帝，他经常这么说呢？
Work at that.
做这个。
Strain to accomplish.
努力的完成。
Sacrifice.
牺牲。
Appease me.
安抚。
Earn.
赚。
Perform.
履行。
If you're doing all the work, why should you worship him?
如果你能做你所有所能做的，为什么我们要来敬拜他呢
？You can pat yourself on the back and say, "I deserve it."
你可以拍拍自己的肩膀说，这是我应得的。
Now that's a classical misunderstanding of Christianity.
这是对基督教的典型误解。
Because Christianity is best defined or spelled D O N E, done.
因为基督教是这样被定义的，是 D O N E, 就是做成了。
It's done.
它是已经是完成了。
The salvation that you need has been provided.
上帝已经提供了我们所需要的救恩。
The price of your sin has been paid for in full.
我们的罪的代价已经完全被付上了。
And God is saying to every person in the world at this time, "I love you. Here's my son. He's done everything for you."
上帝在圣诞节的时候告诉所有的人说，我爱你，这是我的儿子，他已经为你做了一切。
He's done everything to save you.
他做了是为了救赎你。
He's done everything to forgive you of your sins.
是来赦免你的罪。
He's done everything to give you hope, both in this life as well as in that which is to come.
他所做的一切是带给我们今生和永恒的盼望。
And all you have to do is receive Jesus.
我们所要做的就是接受耶稣。
And when you understand who that Christmas babe is and what he gives you, you too will bow the knee and worship him.
当你理解了圣婴是谁，以及他为你做了什么，你也会屈膝在他面前敬拜他。
And he will so transform you and bless you, you will want to spend the rest of your life expressing your gratitude to him.
他会改变你，祝福你，让你想要来度过余生，来表达你对他的感激。
So how about it?
这样子吧。
Will you join the shepherds and the wise men and those of us who know him?
你要加入这个牧羊人和 和这个博士这些的行列吗？
Will you bow the knee before Jesus and worship him?
你会来屈膝敬拜耶稣吗？
Will you open up your heart and receive him?
你会打开你的心来接受他吗？
You can do so by praying a prayer like this.
你可以如此做
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣，
Thank you for coming to earth to be my Savior.
谢谢你来到地上成为我的救主。
Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins.
谢谢你为我的罪死在十字架上。
Forgive me.
赦免我。
Make me the kind of person you want me to be.
让我成为你希望我成为的人。
And give me eternal life.
赐我永生。
Pray that prayer sincerely and God will hear you.
认真的从心来祷告，上帝将会听见你的祷告。
Though Jesus was rich,
虽然耶稣是富足的，
yet for your sake he became poor, he became a man.
但是为了我们的缘故，他却成为了贫穷。
That you by his poverty,
他成为了人，然后我们因着他的贫穷，
could be made rich,
可以成为富足。
Rich in spiritual blessings,
就是在灵魂上富足。
What a savior.
何等的救主。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the message that comes to the world at this time of the year.
天上的父，我们为圣诞节所传下来的信息而感谢你。
Thank you for Jesus.
我们为耶稣而感谢你。
Who left heaven and came down here to earth with all of its limitations.
他离开了天堂，来到了地上，造成了肉身。
And went to the cross.
然后死在了十字架上。
Dying there in our place for our sin.
代替我们承受罪的代价。
And through him we can have life abundant.
通过他，我们可以得到富足的生命。
And life eternal.
也是永恒的生命。
We love you.
我们爱你。
We worship you.
我们敬拜你。
And we want to serve you for the rest of our life.
在我们的余生，我们想要来服侍你。
And this I pray in Jesus' name.
这就是我在主耶稣里的祷告。
And everyone said, Amen.
所有人说 Amen.